Cleaning and disinfection procedures are a crucial part of any animal health emergency response. The cleaning and disinfection of equipment used during an animal health response will be necessary to prevent the spread of pathogens to other animals, locations, or response personnel. This just-in-time training presentation will discuss the steps needed to conduct C&D of equipment used during an animal disease emergency response. Equipment used for an animal disease response site can serve to transfer microorganisms to other locations and to susceptible animals. This may include any number of items used for the care, treatment, restraint, or euthanasia of animals, any necropsy or sample collection equipment, or any other items that have had contact with infected animals. All of these items will require C&D before being removed from the infected premises. Many of these items will be difficult to clean. If items cannot be adequately cleaned and disinfected, they should be appraised and disposed of by appropriate means. This slide shows a sample of some of the equipment that may be used during an animal disease response, and that will require either C&D procedures prior to removal from the premises or appropriate disposal. A small-scale C&D station should be set up adjacent to or at the entrance-exit points of the infected premises. The location should be on flat terrain with an impermeable surface, such as plastic sheeting. This helps to prevent fluid infiltration into the soil while allowing containment of fluids and easier cleanup of the area following procedures. The area should be large enough to house the necessary C&D components, such as a disinfection station, water supply, and the wastewater containment. The station should contain equipment, such as tubs, scrub brushes, and sprayers, to aid in the removal of gross debris and application of disinfection products. If possible, a running water supply should be included. Runoff water should be contained and not allowed to drain into clean, uncontaminated areas. During C&D procedures, biosecurity work zones must be maintained to prevent the spread of microorganisms. As a review, the three work zones of a response are the hot zone or exclusion zone, the warm zone or the contamination reduction zone, and the cold zone or support zone. The hot zone or exclusion zone is a high-risk area where infected animals were housed and is potentially contaminated and considered unsafe. PPE must be worn. Initial decontamination and disinfection of items begins here prior to exiting. The warm zone or contamination reduction zone is also a high-risk area due to the potential of exposure to pathogens and chemical disinfectants. All personnel are required to wear full PPE. Final decontamination and disinfection occur in the decontamination corridor of the warm zone. The cold zone or support zone is the cleanest work zone with the lowest relative risk of exposure to pathogens and other hazards such as decontamination chemicals. Contaminated articles and equipment are prohibited in this area. Decontamination activities are also prohibited. A decontamination corridor runs between the hot zone and the warm zone. Decontamination of items occurs along this corridor with the goal of decreasing the level of contamination as items move toward the cold zone. Begin equipment C&D preparation by filling 4 2-gallon buckets of fresh warm water. Water temperatures for all buckets should not exceed a temperature greater than 110 degrees Fahrenheit. When possible, the use of running water is preferred. Add an appropriate mild detergent or cleaner to one of the buckets. An EPA-registered disinfectant to another. The remaining two buckets will be used for rinsing, or running water can also be used for rinsing. Ensure that the selected disinfectant will not damage or corrode the equipment. Special care should be used when cleaning or disinfecting rubber or metal equipment because many disinfectants can be corrosive to these items. Strongly consider requesting an appraisal of these items and destroying them. Maintain an operating log noting temperatures of wash and rinse waters, detergent, and disinfectant concentrations. The preparation and application of disinfectant solutions must be in accordance with product label directions. Only EPA-registered or approved products should be used. Fresh solutions should be prepared prior to use. Some disinfectant solutions may only be active for the same day of preparation. Failure to make fresh solutions may result in using a product that has reduced efficacy. The use of test kits can help to determine whether any chemical degradation of the disinfectant's active ingredients has occurred, or that diluted solutions contain the necessary amount of active ingredient. The cleaning and disinfection of equipment should be carried out in a systematic manner to ensure proper disinfection. The basic C&D protocol, regardless of item, involves a cleaning step, which includes dry cleaning and a thorough wash and rinse, and when possible, complete drying. This is followed by a disinfection step, which includes disinfectant application, appropriate contact time, followed by rinsing and drying. Begin the equipment C&D procedure in the hot zone by dry brushing the equipment to remove any gross contamination. Enter the decontamination corridor. Wash items with a detergent solution to further remove organic debris. Rinse items thoroughly with clean, warm water. Next, apply an EPA registered disinfectant. This can be done by low pressure spraying, wiping, or immersing items in solution. Ensure all areas are covered thoroughly with the solution and remain wet with the solution for the necessary contact time. Apply disinfectant a second time if necessary. Rinse equipment thoroughly with clean, warm water. Thorough rinsing is very important as some disinfectants may cause deterioration of rubber or corrosion of metal parts if not completely rinsed away. Allow items to air dry. Some items may be placed in the sunlight for drying and additional disinfection. Place equipment in a clean plastic bag for removal from the premises. Disinfecting electrical or electronic equipment is best achieved by fumigation in airtight enclosures. When possible, equipment should be dismantled so all parts can be fumigated. Some electrical items may be inherently airtight, in which case they can be safely disinfected by wiping or spraying the item with a disinfectant solution. Exposure to ultraviolet light may be another option for disinfecting complex equipment. Some handheld equipment, such as radios or cell phones, may be usable while protected inside plastic bags and may be placed in bags prior to entry onto the infected premises. Upon removal from the infected premises, wipe the protective plastic bag with disinfectant, followed by the body of the item, then discard the plastic bag. If cameras are needed to record response actions, inexpensive waterproof cameras, which would allow for immersion into disinfection solution, should be considered. Equipment such as captive bolt guns and firearms should be considered grossly contaminated. Disinfection of these items can be difficult. Consult the euthanizing equipment manufacturer's guidelines for cleaning and disinfecting. Some equipment, such as sharps and needles, used during an animal disease emergency may be considered biohazardous materials and will need to be appropriately disinfected prior to disposal. Items should be sprayed with disinfectant, then placed in closed, leak-proof containers to be autoclaved prior to disposal. Following all C&D procedures on the infected premises, equipment used for C&D processes such as brooms, rakes, shovels, brushes, hoses, and sprayers must be cleaned and disinfected before reuse or otherwise be disposed of. Safety concerns during C&D of equipment items include exposure of personnel to chemical disinfectant products, which can cause irritation to the skin, eyes, or respiratory tract. Responders assigned to C&D areas should wear appropriate PPE, including gloves and goggles. Physical hazards, such as slips, trips, or falls from slippery surfaces can also occur, as can injury from high-pressure sprayers. The disinfection of equipment used during animal disease emergency situations will be essential. Attention to proper C&D procedures will help to minimize the further spread of pathogens to additional locations, animals, or personnel. Information in this presentation was taken from the following USDA APHIS Foreign Animal Disease Preparedness and Response Plan documents. The full version of these documents can be obtained at the FAD Prep website. Information provided in this presentation was developed by the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University's College of Veterinary Medicine through funding from the Multi-State Partnership for Security in Agriculture.